Vindy in Belfast. Morning, Vindy.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I thought the pantomime season had finished, to be honest with you. I phoned up your programme many times about this year. I heard, with respect to Chris there, I heard him saying that he's not an expert, or you're not an expert on the travel things in Belfast. Well, I am. So I'm a taxi driver. And I can categorically tell you now, see, Chris has everybody said there, it's wrong. There is no traffic on a Saturday morning anywhere coming into this town. And I'm telling you, anywhere.
Is there much traffic? I'm never up early enough, but is there much traffic at 7 a.m. Monday to Friday?
No. I'm telling you now, Stephen, there's not. The build-up starts probably about 7:30, 7:45. And I can tell you, I've told you this before, the traffic system in this town was fine until we bought the bus lanes in. He can go on about all this here, money for infrastructure, this and that, but you know what it is, Stephen? It's for money. That's all they want. It's to generate extra revenue.
Well, they would deny that, and obviously they would say that they're trying to improve the transport network, the bus infrastructure.
Stephen, he's not an expert. Any taxi driver or van driver or bus driver is. This is a bad idea, and it's a very, very bad idea.
Fiddy, thank you, John, in Belfast. Morning, John. I'm going to whiz through calls this morning because we have hundreds of you. Go ahead, John.
Morning, Steve.
That's a slight exaggeration. We don't have hundreds of you, but every line's jammed. I know hundreds of you will be wanting on. Go ahead, John.
Morning, Stephen. I just want to ask the Minister, what's going to happen to shopkeepers in Lisburn Road to Armour Road? Have they to come an extra 2 hours, pay staff 2 hours for money? Because many golden bays is he going to put on?
What do you mean?
Oh, if the shop's getting the delivery in the morning, the delivery man can't deliver before seven then. He's going to have to deliver at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, I think the Minister said that they would be consulting about that, didn't they?
Yeah, but many golden bays kind of put on in Lisburn Road. Many shops are. Many golden bays kind of put on.
John, thank you. Stephen, morning, Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead.
What I'd like to just ask is, given what happened to the RHI scandal, and you mentioned that consultants agreed this 2012.
Experts, is what the Minister said.
I would like the experts named. I would like to see the connection between road builders, bus builders, and who's going to make money from this idea. Everybody I speak to, everybody tells me they don't enjoy the bus lanes. 6 hours extra on those bus lanes being put into place from 9:30 to 3:30. An extra 30 minutes in the morning is not acceptable. And I would be genuinely, as somebody who... 55, just retired, paid my taxes all my life. I am sick and tired of these politicians who most of them haven't done, in my opinion, a proper day's work in their lives.
That's not fair. Some of them work incredibly. I can tell you now, I've seen some of them work more than a proper day's work.
Yeah, but what's the accountability, Stephen? What is the accountability to the person?
Well, the Minister's putting this out for consultation, so you're in a democracy. You know, he came onto this show, he didn't duck it. And consult with them now. Tell them what you think.
Well, okay. I want to see the names of the people who put together this report 2012. I don't want transparency.
You want the experts. You want the expert advice.
I want to see who the experts are, yes.
And you want the expert advice to the Minister justifying a 12-hour bus lane 6 days a week.
Correct. And what is their connection? And do they have any personal interest to gain from the outcome of that?
Well, no, there's no suggestion that the experts have a personal interest to gain. Don't be ridiculous, for goodness sake.
Well, you know, what have you been driving in RHI, Stephen?
You know, come on, no, we're not even, it's so absurd, I'm not even discussing it. It's wrong. Okay. There's no parallel whatsoever. Bran and Castlereagh. Morning, Bran.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead.
I can drive. I'm a retired man, but my wife's still working. She got it around the right way there. But anyway, I can drive from Ballygown, right, at 5 to 7 in the morning. My wife has to be in at 7:15. I can drive obeying the speed limit, not flying down the road or anything else. I can have Joan, my wife, in the centre of Belfast for between 7:10. Not a problem.
Well, according to our minister, Chris Hazard, the congestion is starting to build.
Well, did you ever see the film Ace Ventura? Whenever he was talking about the policeman, he turned round and he made gestures at his rear end. Well, I think that's where the minister's talking, to be honest with you, because I've been to Scotland. I've been to Glasgow, who has a bus lane. But Glasgow have bus lanes. Glasgow is a massive, massive city. And every time you're driving through Glasgow, there's masses of buses in this lane on the left-hand side of you. when we're driving into Belfast, there's not one blinking bus in the blinking bus lane.
Well, here's what we're going to do as a programme on your behalf. And by the way, if you even support these, hopefully you will welcome this. We're going to go to the department and we're going to ask for the evidence which justifies bus lanes for 12-hour windows. We're going to ask for a breakdown of how much congestion they have detected on the roads at from 7 to 7.30, 7.30 to 8, each day of the week, including a Saturday. We're going to get their numbers as to how many cars they've seen on the road, on the Lisburn Road, building up, queuing up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning as well. And we're also going to ask the department, because this is a very important question, I should have asked it. We'll go back and we'll ask it now. What is the plan when there's a major rugby match, a major football match, a major concert on at the Odyssey? What is the plan? Because there's now going to be half the road less on some roads on a Saturday.
Absolutely. And
when people are driving to those concerts, driving to those football matches, leaving those football matches. What has been the forward planning? What have the experts said about that?
Are we not allowed to enjoy ourselves? Is that what it is?
Well, remember, you could choose to use a bus. You could use public transport. And that's what the government is encouraging you to do.
Stephen, has Mr. Hazard ever waited for a bus? I have. Has he ever waited for a bus?
He said this morning they're going every 7 minutes.
No. They might say up in the wee sign, 7 minutes. But see, after 7 minutes, it changes. Then it goes 10 minutes. So you're actually waiting between 7 and 7.
I'm trying to think about all the different roads. There's a bus lane in the Craigie Road, isn't there?
There's a bus lane in the Craigie Road. There isn't any. All the size of the Craigie Road, it causes unbelievable congestion.
Right, so that bus lane in the Craigie Road on a Saturday will now be effective from, well, if the proposal goes through, will now be effective from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So a Saturday when they're getting out of the rugby match...
Yep. Oh, yes. You've got it right in the nail right on the head when they're getting out of the rugby match.
What's going to happen to the Craigie Road?
Well, you see...
And by the way, if they choose to go the other way, onto the...
The Ravenhill Road's the same.
The Ravenhill Road, there's a bus lane. That'll be effective as well. And
absolutely.
If they cut across that other road onto the Ormer Road, there's a bus lane there too.
Absolutely.
So what forward planning has there been of... We're actually on the phone. We better be. Let me just check. We're on the phone to the Minister's Department. We're asking them what the planning is for Saturdays when we've got the concerts and the sporting events. And we'll see what the department says, hopefully before the end of the programme. David Brown, Us Unionist Party Councillor. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I've never heard as much nonsense talk in my life. Is this the way that Sinn Féin's going to raise the money for the Cash for Ash disaster? Is this their contribution? Because
well, they're promoting public transport.
Well, with greatest respect, I have watched many times buses in and out the city centre, 10, 12, 14, 16 buses with 2 and 3 people on them. I understand if the buses were packed to the gills. I can accept that. But I'm sorry, this could be the final nail in the coffin for Belfast city centre. Belfast city centre is dying on its feet and since these bus lanes have come in, and this is going to do nothing for the shopkeepers and the shops in Belfast city centre.
The environmentalist Jeff Gazzard with us today. You'll be taking an alternative view in this, Jeff.
Even. I think this is about people who use buses, and it is about getting people out of their cars to use them. If you think about these bus lanes as a railway, but without trains, but lots of buses, the rapid transit system and these hours won't apply to every single bus lane. It applies on where these routes are. I think there are 3 and maybe 4 of them. There are going to be park and ride facilities at the end of them where they start, and the frequency is going to be every 7 minutes. And this issue of putting 100 people on these articulated buses every 7 minutes means that it's the volume on those buses that means you have to keep the establish the lane. It's about the frequency and the numbers of people and an education to get people to use them. Now, it's been through the planning stage. It's been through experts. The amounts of money that have been spent on it so far and are programmed to be spent on both the road changes, cycling routes and better pavements as well, because this is a comprehensive scheme for people along all the roads where these routes are going to go. Now, what your program is centered on so far is drivers, and they're part of the equation.
By the way, because I do want to clarify this, so Chris Hazard has been in touch to say that actually what I've said isn't completely true. He said, as he pointed out earlier, his proposal is for BRT bus lanes only.
That's right.
Not all bus lanes. What is a BRT bus lane?
That's the Belfast Rapid Transport System. There are three routes. They are going to have park and ride facilities. I can't go into them on detail.
But we'll look them up. We'll look them up now.
Yeah. They're on the consultation. They're on the map. This thing has been going on since 2010, 2012. The scheme has been agreed in terms of concept, and the first buses have been ordered. And what Chris Hazard is doing, which I think is very reasonable, is having a two-stage process. This furore that's come up this morning, and there's always one, and I think it's healthy in some respects, although your program seems to be dominated by taxi drivers now and retired taxi drivers telling us their point of view.
It's worth hearing.
And this informal consultation is to have this, you know, schmozzle and let's get some facts down on paper. Then there's another consultation before the plan goes ahead. But as Chris Hazard said, it's actually just over 40%, about 44% of households in Belfast don't have access to a car.
Yeah, but the principle here, Jeff, of what I'm trying to establish is that the minister is saying this is justified because there is the start of congestion.
And
the implication being that, look, there is such congestion that we need to keep the roads clear so that the buses can drive down them. And all I'm trying to establish on behalf of all of us, whether we support this or not, is has there been detailed, proper research to establish when the congestion actually is? I think the most glaring example of that is that to suggest on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m., that there is significant congestion. I'm curious about what research has led the minister to decide that there is significant enough congestion on a Saturday at 7 a.m. to create a bus lane.
And I think the key word in what you said is curious. Curiosity is absolutely right, but the vehemence of some of your callers is not going to help anybody get to the bottom of understanding traffic flows. They are complicated. It's not what you see at the start of your journey. It's what happens in the middle and at the end of it. And these flows are subject to all kinds of sophisticated physics, computational flow analysis, and all kinds of stuff. It is a complicated business. What you see in your 12-foot of single occupancy space is your journey only. You're not seeing the totality of the route or the flows or everybody else's. And it's important. And I do think Chris Hazard is going to get some flack. I think he manned up this morning. I think this is a good scheme. It's worth all the analysis.
I want to see the research.
It'll be there. You can actually, tomorrow morning, you can go to the control centre, which all of your traffic bulletins on the radio and the TV in Northern Ireland are based on, and you can see it with your own eyes.
But we're going to do better than that. I'm going to get the team up early in the morning. And we're going to go on to some of these roads where Minister Hazard says the congestion is starting to build up, and we'll get the team onto those roads at 7 a.m. in the morning, and let's see how much congestion there is.
Get them to wrap up warm. I tell you what,
stay there, Jeff, because we'll take loads of calls this morning. Frank Shivers, I'll bring you in just a second. Right, good morning to you. We're in the middle of a whole hullabaloo here now, given what Minister Chris Hazard has said on the programme this morning. There are some of you ringing to support him, and we'll get you on air as soon as we can. And the minister has been in touch, and this is interesting in itself, because the minister has been back in touch to say, Stephen, you know, you're misleading listeners. As I said earlier, it's Belfast Rapid Transport bus lanes only. Not all bus lanes will be 7 to 7. But all I would say back to that minister, and thank you for that clarification. Vinnie will read out some of the roads now. But all I would say back to Chris this morning is part of his argument for making it 7 to 7 was that he was saying that some people wanted clarity. And, you know, if you've got it from 7:30 to 9:30 and then 3:30 to whatever it is, 5:30, whatever time it is, then you're not quite sure, and it's far easier to remember 7 to 7. It's a block period. But now what the minister's telling us is some of the bus lanes will be 7 to 7 and some won't. So you will still have that in your head which bus lane is this? Is this a 7 to 7? Or is this a half 7 to half 9? Or what is it? What roads are we talking about here?
So the BRT include roads like the Andersonstown Road, the Divis and the Falls area.
Is this them all or not?
Be quiet. Albert Bridge Road, the Upper Newton Arch Road, Stuartstown Road. So you're talking about going past places like, well, for example, Stormont, the Stormont Estate, the Ulster Hospital, Ballyhackamore, the Hollywood Arches. And then, of course, you've got the Central Station area.
There's congestion at 7 a.m.
Well,
on the Upper Newton Arch Road.
As far as maybe Casement Park, Belfast City Cemeteries, Milltown Cemetery, the Giltock Quarter, Royal Victoria Hospital, so Belfast Met. So there's a variety of places here where this stretches. It goes from the southwest up and through the city centre, out to the east and out to the northwest to the NIE Science Park. So there's a variety of places. I guess that then leads into what you were saying about the confusion over the what bus lane is it?
Is it a 7 to 7 or is it a half 7 to half 9 or whatever?
Well, there you go.
Well, a sign will tell you. What do you mean, there you go?
Yeah, you asked me for a list of some of the
I asked you for a list of all of them, actually.
Well, I read out as many as I could write down.
All right.
But I think
so
that
you don't know that's all of them, do you?
That's most of them.
Go and find
out. No doubt the crack team will tell me in my ear, but I think Garth is falling.
You are the crack team. Right. Frank
in
Shivers.
Trouble if that's true.
Businessman from, well, we know that, don't we? Businessman Frank Shivers, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What's your view on this? And let's remember, Frank, you know, what the minister's trying to do here is feed into a bigger strategy of encouraging people to get on the public transport. We need to do that for the environment. Also, as more cars go onto the road, we need to encourage people to be doing things differently.
Well, first of all, Stephen, I would say that I think that's a nonsense. I think you don't need to be an expert to realise if you take three lanes and you take one of them away down to two, that you're going to have congestion, which would create more people idle in their cars, ticking over, will create more problems with gases and whatnot. But, I mean, I think this is just another attack on people trying to get to their work and people doing their work during the day. You go into Belfast, I commute into Belfast on a regular basis from Bangor, and I have to tell you, depending on what time you go, it can take up to an hour and a half for a 15-mile journey. It's an absolute nonsense, and I think this 7 to 7, basically what they're trying to do is make it as miserable as possible for anybody who has a car who wants to travel into Belfast.
Well, they would reject that,
Well, of course they are, but, I mean, their objective is to get everybody onto public transport. That's fine. If we had a proper public transport system that we were all behind and we all knew we were going to get to work, that when we went on the carriage that we had a seat and that we were going to get to our work on a proper time, then yeah, we'd probably use it, but we don't. So we have to rely on our cars.
Well, why are you saying it's not reliable?
It's not reliable. Certain times you can go there, you can't even get a seat. They don't put enough carriages on. They run behind. Buses don't turn up. It's horrendous. But not only that, I mean, I have to go to various sites during the day. So for me to go to get a train into Belfast and then start getting buses, I spend half my day travelling rather than doing work.
Let's hear from Kevin and Ballinahinch. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm just a bit perplexed. Something needs to check out. On a Saturday, when I used to work for TransLink driving buses and stuff, on a Saturday it was a reduced service. Are they going to put on extra buses? The other thing about it is there wouldn't be as many people on a Saturday seeking into the city centre to work and stuff. So is there a need for the likes of these bus lanes?
Well, the proposal is 7 to 7 on a Saturday too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's on a Saturday it is a reduced service in TransLink. So are they planning to put on extra buses? That's the case, all well and good. But I don't see the need for it at this moment in time.
You say you're an ex-bus driver. Were you a bus driver recently, up until recently?
No, I wasn't, Stephen. It was a finished up in 2001.
Okay.
I still have a lot of friends who would be bus drivers and stuff and still keep in contact with them. And it's just something to check out. But in my opinion, it's always been a reduced service, so I don't understand why they're actually making it for a Saturday as well with a reduced service. There's less buses getting into the town. And I would be very much a supporter if they're actually putting extra buses on.
Well, we'll check and we'll ask if they're doing that. Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, surely the minister contradicts himself when he talks about ebbs and flows. He says that in around 7:30 there's a flow of traffic, but that that ebbs away about 9:30. If it ebbs away at about 9:30, then surely that negates the need for a bus lane between 9:30 and 3:30. Makes the thing a nonsense.
Well, we have now officially put a request in to the Minister's department asking on your behalf, can we see, and we'll pass it on to all of you tomorrow, the detailed research behind this. The research which has analysed traffic flow at 7 a.m. And compared that traffic flow where there will the proposal is to put a bus lane to 8 a.m. and then at 11 and 12 and also what the expert analysis is on a Saturday when we've got those concerts and we've got, you know, because, you know, you go to a concert before 7 a.m, you certainly drive along the road to one, and the football games and all of that. What have the experts actually analysed about all those sporting events before the ministers come up with this proposal? And we'll see what the department gives us before tomorrow.
Stephen, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Stephen, they're saying that this is a once again, a government consultation or a Stormont consultation. But then that other guy was saying that they've already ordered the buses. So if the consultation says, no, we're not going to do that, is that a wasted budget or is that a wasted money?
Well, I don't know if they've ordered buses or not. We would need to ask TransLink. But I'll tell you what we're not talking about here. Again, to support the minister, none of us have talked about pollution yet and the effect of pollution on our environment and whether there is congestion or not to reduce pollution. By bringing cars off the road and encouraging people to get on the public transport is surely a good thing.
I'm fully behind it, but you've got to have the systems in place with public transport to allow that to happen. You know, you go to London. I lived in London for a long time. I went to public transport every day because I knew when I went down to the station, I was getting a train. Then I was getting a tube. And there was no issues. The tubes were regular. The public transport was regular. It was on time. It was good. There was no problem. I didn't even have a car in London.
What do you say to the minister?
Still here. I think stop listening to the experts. We've seen what happened previously with various things at Stormont. Start listening to the people that are contributing to the economy, are driving to their work. You know, they want to get to work. They want to get home. And you're making it more difficult.
Okay, listen, what we're going to do with the minister, actually, because I know he's been listening to the programme today, we're actually going to give him an opportunity to come back on, be it tomorrow or whatever day, and just say to him, look, given the feedback that he has had, is he thinking the same? Is he thinking differently? And let's give the minister a chance, because he does put himself up there, and let's be fair to him that he does that.